Secret Life of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Pewson, Caroline Bergstrom, Leslie Heritage, and Graham Starr. Chapter 3, Harem Nights. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
You'll have to excuse me a minute while I compose myself. Oh, I'm quivering. Not with passion for once. With rage, with fury. I've done a terrible row with my agent. Do you know what he wanted me to do? It's this craze for realism, you see. You've all heard the story of the actor who was booked to play Long John Silver, providing he agreed to have his leg cut off. Well, my agent wanted me to play this part of a eunuch for the harem. No, the BBC would have paid an extra 30 bob inconvenience money, but I didn't want a bit part. No. Oh, but my dear, because I know all about harems. I performed in one in my professional capacity. Of course, mind you, I've been performing in quite a few capacities lately, ever since I got mixed up with the Foreign Office and Sir Charles Prattle, who uses my talent for espionage as if there were no tomorrow. Well, it was a letter from Sir Charles Prattle that triggered off the harem business. Maisie bought it in with my post. Ah, my morning mail.
Oh, I wish I was your night female, Kenny.
Do you mind? I can't take sexual innuendo before breakfast. Anything exciting?
Our usual stuff. Bills, threatening letters. Oh, here's an interesting one.
Oh.
Air mail, foreign stamp.
Oh, is it from a woman?
No, smells as if it's from a camel.
Oh. Show me the postman. Oh. Shapur Arab, the Persian Gulf.
Oh,
it's from Sir Charles Prattle. The Oasis Hotel, Shapur Arab. Dear Williams, drop everything.
Oh, Kenny.
Would you do something for me, Maisie?
Anything you like, Kenny. Anything you like.
Oh, shut your flaming mouth. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Drop everything. Imperative that you join me here immediately. Matter of utmost importance. Pick up airline ticket. Tourist car. At embassy. Yours, Prattle. Well, how'd you like that?
Oh, don't go, Ken.
No worry. I'm not here. The Persian Gulf, the desert, the blazing heat, the burning sands, the merciless sun, an evil red eyeball in a cloudless sky, beating down your thirst-crazed body, and up there flapping their foul wings. The vultures biding their time. I'm waiting, till your lifeless, dehydrated, throat-parched body falls lifeless in the off-gritty desert sand. Then down they come, like the cowards they are, and pluck the still-warm liver from your twitching body.
I'll get your cornflake.
Hello? There's a P.S. Oh, I nearly missed that. By the way, Williams, my secretary, Miss Gibbs, is here with me and is looking forward to working with you on this assignment. Oh, Maisie!
Yeah?
I was just thinking, if my country really needs me, how can I turn her down? Ah, Sir Charles.
No,
how delighted I am.
Get up, William.
Sir Charles, thank you.
A glass of wine, Mr. Williams.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs.
Yes. Good flight out, William?
Well, not so bad. Once we reach Cairo and I've got a seat.
And what do you think of Shapur Arab?
Well, if it wasn't for the flies, the heat, and the indisputable evidence of passing camels, I might enjoy it.
Yeah, hardly Park Lane, is it?
Yeah.
And yet it's the richest sheikdom in the world.
Really?
Now, what was the first thing you smelt as you stepped off the plane?
A man selling postcards. I didn't ask his name.
No. Oil, Williams, oil.
The richest oil-bearing country in the Gulf.
It squelches in the ground as you walk on it.
Oh, and I've been blaming the camels.
Foolish, oh, the child.
No, no, foolish. No, no. You could almost shovel it straight into the tank of your car.
Really?
The sweet trolley. I think I'll have the green figs, waiter.
Oh, I see you're a man who likes to have a rum for his money. So what's this job you've dragged me thousands of miles to do?
Some more wine, Mr. Williams.
Well, just a dribble.
These figs are delicious, Williams. Do try some.
Well, I haven't left the soft, warm, nurturing bosom of Mother England, flown hundreds of miles over perilous seas, bottomless swamps, uncharted jungles and sizzling sands just to eat flaming figs.
We're going to sell you as a slave.
A what? A slave? Who are you going to sell me to? Some fat, rich old woman, I suppose, who'd expect me to perform at the drop of her yashmak?
No. No, nothing like that.
Or to lay half nude on a sheepskin rug while she idly toyed with my affections.
No, hear me out first. Now you'd be working with Miss Kidd. Oh, what a perfect pair.
Yes, I see what you mean.
I meant you and her as a team.
Oh, yes.
You'd be working together to rescue a white woman from the harem of Sheikh Rashid al-Qasim.
A white woman?
Yes, Lady Lydia, the daughter of Lord Lumley, the oil tycoon. The Sheikh has kidnapped her.
Oh! Lord Lumley has received a ransom note, Mr. Williams. Unless he withdraws from negotiations for the drilling concessions in favor of the Russians, his daughter will suffer a fate worse than death.
We can't let the Russians get a toehold.
Well, it's not a toe they're getting hold of.
So we've undertaken to free Lady Lydia. Oh. And that's where you and Miss Gibbs come in.
I won't have to strip off, will I?
No, you have my word.
Or dress up as a woman.
You will be wearing trousers.
Then I'll do it.
Harem trousers.
Hey, that's a dirty, rotten, stinking trick.
We've got to get you into the harem somehow.
The harem?
Of course.
With all the girls?
Naturally.
What do I have to do?
Make contact with the armorer at the native bazaar. He will arm you and fit you up with defensive devices. Tompkins, Miss Gibbs, and I will join you later.
Right.
Elixir of love, sir. You buy, very potent. Are you the armorer? How did you know?
I'm the only Arab here wearing suede shoes.
Well, I mean, you can't think of everything.
True.
Come into my back room. Right. Now, this is my little den. Now, to kit you up, you will be in women's clothes, you understand?
That's right. Harem dress.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. And then you can test my latest invention.
Oh.
Now, what size brassiere do you wear?
Brassiere?
Come on, what are you? Medium, large, whoppers?
Well, I should say medium, but verging on the voluptuous.
Well, let's see now. Yes, this one then. Now, here it is. My six-shooting, fully automatic, repeating brassiere.
Did you say a six-shooting brassiere?
Exactly. Now, you see each of the holders.
The cups?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you would know more about it than a mere man, of course.
Oh.
Now, in the middle of each cup, there is a round hole. Guess why?
What, so your bosom can see where it's going?
No. Behind each hole is the barrel of a miniature pistol firing real bullets.
What a disgusting idea. It could blow a hole right through the palm of a man's hand.
You see, there is a left and a right, you see. Yeah. So if you miss with the first bosom, you come round quickly and you get in with the second.
Oh, how did it work?
Well, you give me a hand to put it on and I will show you.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's nice, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just adjust the straps.
Yes. There's too much uplift and you could blow your nose off, I suppose.
I see you have an eye for the finer points.
Oh, it's nice to say so.
Now, you see the triggers.
Yes.
The triggers are operated by pressure pads at the sides, you see. You just bring the arm down sharply, so.
Well, it don't seem to be working.
Well, it does, of course, jam sometimes. If it does, you just bang the bosoms together like this.
As if I was cracking walnuts.
Precisely.
Oh, what a load of old rubbish. What else you got?
Look, let's just give the bosom one more try.
Don't point it at me. Oh!
Do you see where my hat went?
I haven't seen your hat, but your left bosom's on the light bulb. Thanks for the demonstration, but I'll feel safer with nothing in me sea cup but foam rubber. Thank you. Now take me to Tompkins. He's going to fit me up with my harem costume. Hurry up, Tompkins. Then drafty standing here in nothing but flimsy harem trousers.
Just pumping up your pneumatic bra, Mr. Williams. There. That should do it. Now hold still while I put it on for you.
You've overdone it a bit, haven't you? Now push him out, chin up in the air.
Oh, I think they're most fetching.
No, do you?
Now try the wig on.
Oh,
Mr. Williams, if I wasn't in on the secret, I could fancy you myself.
Oh, could you really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Ah, that'll be Sir Charles.
Oh.
Welcome, most delightful master. How welcome.
Oh, no, get up, my dear.
How best can your slave be of service to you?
By pumping up your left bra. It's leaking, William.
Oh, you knew.
Yes, yes. Now let's have Miss Gibbs in so we can see how they compare.
We're ready for you, Miss Gibbs.
You look ravishing. Harem wear suits you.
It suits you, too.
Oh, thanks. If I could make one small suggestion.
What?
Well, let some of the air out. They look too big to be real.
They are real, you fool.
Please accept my apologies and my mouth-watering congratulations.
Where the devil's the armorer? The Sheik will be here soon. Go and get him, Tompkins.
Right, sir.
Now, you know the drill, don't you, Williams? Mm. The Sheik is coming to purchase Miss Gibbs for his harem. As soon as the Sheik's back is turned, you will take Miss Gibbs' place, right?
Roger the lodger.
Roger is enough.
I should think so. You've seen him.
Once inside the harem, you will locate Lady Lydia and smuggle her outside where Tompkins and I will be waiting in a fast car. Clear?
Very clear, my master.
Yes, and put on a pair of thick pants under those harem trousers. Miss Gibbs doesn't know where to look.
I think she does.
Here's the armourer, sir, and the Sheik's car is pulling up outside.
Afternoon, Sir Charles.
You're supposed to be an Eastern slave dealer. Take your mackerel. It's him, Tompkins. Tompkins, Williams, in the back room with me.
Yes.
Come on.
Come in. Greetings.
Master Sheik Rashid El-Kissam is not accustomed to knocking twice.
That will do, Karim. Wait outside.
Yes, Master.
Is this the merchandise?
One owner, low mileage, a sacrifice.
Come here, child. Do not be afraid.
Oh, really? Please do not unwrap the goods before purchase.
Exquisite. She will fit perfectly into my collection.
Karim, come and complete the sale. I wish to buy.
Quick, Williams, take her place. Miss Gibbs, you come in here.
My word, they are real, aren't they? The Sheik's been having a free sample.
Hurry up, his bodyguard's coming.
Yes, sir.
Oh, greeting, O merchant. May the blessing of Allah rain upon you and the fruit of your loins.
I don't think we want to hear that sort of talk in front of a lady.
The damsel. My master has brought this. Oh, there must be some mistake. Not this scrawny old camel.
How dare you?
Assure you, my dear Corrine, that this luscious little beauty is your master's selection.
Yes. I must confer with the Sheikh. Excuse me.
Quick, this kid's out. William's back in. Hurry up, William.
Oh, watch what you're doing.
We've stuck our bumpers into locks.
We're free.
Oh, here comes the Sheik.
Karim tells me there is something wrong with the merchandise.
There she is, our mighty Sheik. Exactly as per your esteemed order.
Even more perfect than before.
Karim has been too long in the sun.
All changed. Here we go, Karim. Right.
My master, it seems, is developing strange tastes. Here is the sum agreed.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure your purchase will give every satisfaction.
The damsel will now come with me.
Oh, don't tamper with the goods in the wind, or you invalidate the guarantee.
Goodbye, my dear child.
Goodbye.
goodbye. Look after her, Corrine. She is unused to the rough ways of men.
That will soon be cured.
Oh, maybe Gallagher and a bacon.
Open the gates. I bring another damsel to join the harem of our master, Sheikh.
In you go, mistress.
I can go no further on pain of death.
Most horrible. Goodbye. Oh. And may you give much pleasure to my mother.
Oh. You'll be lucky.
What have we here? The place is full of now naked, warm, vibrant, throbbing young women. I hope Lady Lydia's in no hurry to be rescued.
Look, sister, another maiden has come to join us.
Oh, delighted to meet all you ladies of the flesh.
But the harem is full. Where will the new sister sleep? Oh, do you object, sister, to sharing my bed?
Oh, I'll be delighted.
It's rather small, I'm afraid. It'll be a tight squeeze.
Well, if you can put up with it, I'll stick it out. Nice in here, isn't it? Very comfortable and lavish.
We have everything that could possibly make a maiden happy, except one thing.
Oh, and what is that, dare I ask?
Oh, Master has so many wives, he rarely spends time with any of us. Mm. Oh, my girlish body burns for the touch of a man. Oh. But no man is permitted into the hurry. You speak truly, sister. Without love, I will surely burst. And I have so much to give. Every man has the key that would open the door to my heart. But none approach.
Oh, funny, I bought me vitamin tablets. Oh. Yeah, I might go too mad. I ration myself, conserve my strength. With luck, I should last a couple of days.
Oh, you look strange. Sister, are you well?
Yes, actually, I was kind of addressing. Now, listen, ladies. I have some wonderful news for you.
Oh, what is it?
The famine is over. From now on, we're going to gorge ourselves.
What was that? Quiet. It's Birani.
Who's Birani?
The chief eunuch, the master of the royal harem.
Oh.
Be careful you don't cross him. He has no scruples.
Well, he wouldn't have, would he?
It is decreed that the royal wife, Fatima, has reached the top of the royal roster.
Here. What's the royal roster?
All the names of the wives are entered on the list, and as our name comes to the top, we are favored by our husband.
Oh, how many of you are there?
400.
Ooh. Fortunate Fatima, indeed.
What's that now?
Your attention, please, royal ladies.
Oh, not the wonder boy soprano again.
The rose-scented baths are ready, mistresses. All prepare, all prepare.
We had our cat done, you know. He went just like him. Cat, they go cat.
The water. The water is heated to perfection. Oh. The essences caress the air with their fragrance. Prepare for the ritual of the bathing.
Oh, what is this ritual of the bathing?
I will tell you, my sister of joy. Many moons ago, a man was discovered in the royal harem, arrayed in the dress of a maiden.
Oh.
Since that day, each maiden must bath under the watchful eye of the master of the royal harem to ensure that no man again violates the sanctuary of the night.
What did I do with this man when I caught him?
Please, it's too distressing to mention.
Oh, well, whisper.
Well, you see.
No!
Oh, the poor devil. Oh. Well, he couldn't hang about after that, could he?
Oh, what are you worrying for, Arthur? Sister, yeah. What is this object of delight which you have for us?
It seems rather insignificant now.
Why is the uncomely maiden not undressed? Please, hurry.
Uncomely?
I will help you. Birani is getting very angry.
No, I don't want a bath. No, I have a good going over to the sink before I come here. Pick her up down with a flannel. You can't be... Oh, now, stop it. Careful.
Where is the maiden who arrived today?
A eunuch asking for you. She's here.
She will come with me.
What for?
Our master, the sheikh, is so anxious to taste your delights. He wishes to see you now.
Oh, please, not here. I've only been here 5 minutes. Some of these ladies have been queuing for service for months.
You would dare to question the wish of our master? Come, this way.
I realize that in your particular case, there's nothing a woman can offer you, but pardon me, obvious, are you short of anything?
Here. Wait a minute, a eunuch with a bowler hat? I know you.
Shh, quiet, quiet.
Walls have ears.
You're the armorer. I've come to give you a hand.
Oh.
I know where Lady Lydia is.
Where?
Over there. The turret of the 30 Raptures.
30 Raptures? Why is it called that?
Well, actually, they have got the name wrong. 30 of the workmen building it had accidents lifting stones too heavy. Anyway, we get to it through here, you see, past the servants' quarters.
I can't go there dressed like this.
Here you are. Slip this on. I've got another eunuch's uniform for you.
Oh, thank you.
Trousers are a bit tight for a normal man, aren't they?
Yeah. Shall
we proceed to the turret, my unfortunate brother?
Here, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Why do they whisper greedy grass? Why tell my knees
now
for it?
Stop messing about.
Stop here, watch it.
Well, there is the turret.
How do we get in? There's a guard outside.
You've still got a harding dress on underneath. Slip off the uniform and give him the glad eye. I'll sneak up from behind and belt him one. Just a minute, though. If he's a eunuch, you wouldn't show much interest in a woman.
Not unless he had a very good memory.
Why, no. I could stand outside and shout, new hope for eunuchs, amazing medical discovery. New hope for eunuchs, I've been this way.
Oh, no.
Why?
Wyatt. He's looking this way.
Oh.
Now, you try the harding dress first. Keep him talking.
Right.
Halt, who approaches?
Greetings, O guardian of the turret of 30 Raptures.
Greetings, O divine mistress of the harem of 1,000 titivations.
Well, quite as many as that, as I recall.
Is it not written that the guardian of honey develops a very sweet tooth?
It is also written that a man who would keep his head must curb his appetite.
A man denied meat looks hungrily at fruit. Would you like to nibble at my pomegranate? Would you like to nibble at my pomegranate?
This is madness, but I can't. Who's that?
Oh, in the nick of time, armorer. Oh, at least he went down with a smile on his face.
Give me a hand to drag him away. Otherwise the turret will chalk up another
rapture.
Now, the door's unlocked. You go up and I will stand guard.
All right.
Here goes. It's no good. They've got us.
That's better. Aren't you the man who sold me the slave?
They were seen leaving the royal harem, master.
Wreck the harem? Did they dare? Ah, now the penalty for that, as I recall, is extremely horrible. So let them join the other two spies in the dungeon. Tomorrow at dawn, they die.
What time is it?
It's still dark outside. About half an hour to dawn, I should think. So they caught you and Tompkins outside.
Yes. Oh, sorry, I dragged you into this.
Oh, luck of the game.
Brave fellow. And you, Tompkins. Dear old Tompkins. You've still got another week's holiday due to you, haven't you? It's a pity you didn't take it earlier.
That's the way it goes, sir. It's at moments of crisis like this that one is glad, one is British.
Yes. Poor Lady Lydia. What will happen to her?
Oh, it's already happened. In fact, it was happening when I barged into the turret. There's our last sunrise coming up.
Oh,
They're coming for us. Heads high.
Chapters. If we're to go, then let's go like Englishmen, smiling, unafraid, and in alphabetical order. All right, you foreign devils. We'll show you how an Englishman dies.
Charles!
Lady Lydia!
Oh, I'm sorry for the slight circle last night, but when that funny little man came bursting into the royal honeymoon suite...
Funny little man?
Honeymoon suite?
Oh, Sheikh Rashmid and I were married yesterday. Oh, here is my husband.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen. And good morning, my potion of potent passion.
Oh, knock it off for 5 minutes, darling. For that now, when we get back to the turret.
But we were told you were kidnapped.
Oh, I made him give up that old nonsense, didn't I, dear? Now tell my father all is well, and he can go ahead with his filling concessions.
And I will see that he gets them.
Well, this is really splendid. Congratulations to you both.
Oh, thank you. Oh, steady, Rashmid. Later, darling, later.
Send them on their way.
Oh, you hot-blooded Arabs are all the same, aren't you? Now remember what you promised.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. The royal harem is to be disbanded. See to it.
Oh, none of that once every 400 nights for her.
And now, gentlemen, I bid you goodbye. The royal limousine is outside. With luck, you'll be at the airport in time for the morning flight. Rashmid, now stop it. Let them get outside the door first, darling.
Prime Minister, the oil concessions were signed yesterday.
Yes, sir, I managed it almost single-handed.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, sir. He's tickled pink, William, and so am I.
Yeah, well, if you'll excuse me, I'm most anxious to get back home.
I'd like to think there's some way I could reward
oh,
you.
Oh, don't worry. I think I'm going to be suitably rewarded. Four of the harem girls come back to England, and you know, well, what with the accommodation shortage and all, you know.
Good Lord, William, that's sheer gluttony.
Now, be that as it may, I'm going home to bed.
Yes. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What subtle variations have you concocted for my delight, then?
Oh, anything you like, Kenny, anything you like.
Maisie, what are you doing here? Where's the girls?
What, those four half-naked, are they?
Yes.
I sent them packing, Kenny. Do you know what they were suggesting? That they'd all sleep in your bed.
Yes.
Well, I knew you wouldn't put up with that. You like your comfort. So I chucked them out. Oh, you're crying, Kenny. Oh, who's upset you then? Come on, tell Maisie. Tell Maisie. Oh.
I told her, all right. She's always throwing out things the night before I'm finished with them. Those poor unfortunate girls, bereft of all the warmth, the paternal affection and tenderness I'd have lavished on them. Oh, they've been plunged headfirst into London's wickedness, ready to fall into the hands of the first lucky devil, the evil man who accosts them. So if you should come across any half-naked hussy in your travels, you will return her to her rightful owner, won't you? I won't hesitate to show my gratitude.
Show it to me, Kenny, show it to me.
Yes, thank you. Oh, crikey, I'm off. See you next week. Bye.
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Braxton, Leslie Heritage, and Graham Stark in Harem Nights. Also involved are Eva Hatton, Ronald Herdman, Harold Caskett, John Rollison, Joanna Wake, and Joe Manning Wilson. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script's edited by Jerry Jones, and the series produced by Keith Williams.